It must take a lot to rattle Stephen King, but Pet Sematary did it. The author has said on many occasions that he now considers his 1983 novel, a morality tale that follows the classic story The Monkey's Paw to its most logical and horrific conclusion, to be far too bleak, and that he thought over and over about abandoning it before it was completed. He simply didn't want to confront the implications of its premise. Now Pet Sematary has been made into a second feature film, and like the first big screen version that was released 30 years ago, this new movie tries to approach its subject with a straight face, but undercuts the psychic turmoil with outlandish gore and shock moments. In order for this material to be totally effective, it needs to be punishing and relentless, and that could likely never be bankrolled by a mainstream Hollywood studio. It begins with the clean-cut Creed family, who are moving to a sleepy Maine town sight unseen. That's always a mistake in King territory. The father, Lewis, played by Jason Clarke, is a doctor at the nearby university, and his wife, Rachel, played by Amy Simetz, has little personality beyond being traumatized by childhood memories of her sickly sister. They have two young children, 10-year-old Ellie and toddler Gage, and a cat named Church. That's short for Winston Churchill. Their little country cottage seems idyllic at first, but then there's that narrow strip of highway that basically cuts straight through the front yard and has trucks barreling down it at 100 miles an hour. Things get eerier from there. A student dies in the campus hospital after a hit-and-run accident and seems to be haunting Lewis at night. And Judd Crandall, played by John Lithgow, the old-timer who lives next door, takes the Creeds up to the pet cemetery just past their property, where most of the furry inhabitants met their ends via the front grill of an 18-wheeler. You'd think the town would put up more restrictive speed limit signs or something, but we need the foreshadowing, and pretty soon poor Church is laid flat by a semi. Judd and Lewis take the cat into the cemetery, but they go further into the woods, past a barrier that was erected to prevent people from climbing in, or maybe it's to keep things from climbing out. All the way up at the top of a winding stone stairway, there's an ancient Indian burial ground that always seems illuminated by lightning, and that's where Church gets buried 1 foot under. And the cat comes back the very next day, but he's different. And you know what happens next. There's another more serious death, the Creeds are torn apart by anguish, and a second visit to the pet cemetery proves to have scarier consequences. All of this is set up competently by the filmmaking duo Kevin Kolsch and Dennis Widmeyer, best known for the 2014 horror tale Starry Eyes, another nightmare allegory about humanity's darkest impulses. Along with screenwriter Jeff Bueller, they've streamlined the original Kingpin screenplay and reversed some of its dottiest decisions, scrapping a couple unnecessary subplots and tertiary characters. But they almost course-correct too much. They make significant departures from some of the novel's major and well-known plot points, which will come as welcome surprises to anyone already familiar with the details of the story, but ultimately confuse the entire purpose of the film. Pet Sematary is probably my favorite King novel. It has a lean, almost ruthless simplicity about it, something that you can't really say about most of his sprawling, ill-disciplined bibliography. And despite its supernatural trappings, it strikes with a blunt and believable hopelessness. This story is supposed to be about the crushing pall of grief and about our refusal to accept the finality of death. But like its 89 predecessor, this film defangs a merciless existential nightmare into a mediocre thriller about creatures that, predictably, go bump in the night. For Spokane Public Radio, I'm Nathan Weinbender.